From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Given its proximity to major producers, direct access to road and rail, a broad global network, and a responsiveness to customer needs, the Port of Savannah is now the top port in the nation for the export of containerized agricultural goods. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp tells the Georgia Farm Bureau as this country's number one port for the export of ag products, Savannah provides vital support for the state and nation, helping farmers reach overseas buyers efficiently. In 2019, agriculture accounted for 60% of Savannah's exports. Well, farmers have until Friday, August 28th, to apply for coronavirus food assistance aid payments at their local USDA Farm Service Agency office. According to MilkBusiness.com, the amount paid out to individuals to date represents 80% of their claimed COVID losses. USDA is holding the other 20% in reserve to ensure it has sufficient funds to cover at least 80% of the applicants' claims. Undersecretary Bill Northey says farmers can expect to receive that remaining 20% by the end of August. The USDA Food and Nutrition Service's June Cost of Foods report shows a more than 5% increase in the cost of the Thrifty Food Plan from last year, more than double the 20-year annual average of around 2%. As a result, beginning October 1st, SNAP participants' maximum monthly benefit will be the highest level in the history of the program. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.